Welcome, board members.
Thank you.
I'm excited to have you here today, and thank you very much for coming. We are meeting as Board of Education. Today is November 19th. We are meeting at the school district, and those present are the Board of Education, our administrative assistant, our legal counsel, and our superintendent and business administrator. So thank you very much for coming. And it's 5:04, sorry. And the purpose of this meeting is to canvass the results of the special bond election on the question of the issuance of 55 million general obligation bonds of the board and the special voted local levy election on the question of authorizing the annual levy of an annual special tax at the rate of an additional 0.000748 per dollar of taxable value for the purpose of maintaining a state-supported voted local levy to pay the cost of operating and maintaining schools for the district, each held in the district on Tuesday, November 5th, 2013. And I need a motion to recess as the Board of Education and convene as the Board of Canvassers.
I would so move.
Okay, I have a motion made by Ann.
I second.
A second by Connie. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And I would like to now have Zane present the results of our canvass.
Take one of those and pass it down.
So, Ann, in order, I don't know if it's normal or not, but in some situations we actually present the ballots. In some situations, we may be the ones opening the provisional ballots and seeing what's official. But the city has already taken care of all of that for us, and the official results are before you. You can see on our special bond election, there were 4,720 votes cast. Affirmative votes were 2714, and the number of negative votes was 2006. So, and then we had 121 challenged voters, and those were issued and they were all counted. With our voted local levy, the number of votes cast was 4,728. Interesting that that was more than the bond election. The number of affirmative votes was 2,418. The number of negative votes was 2,310. So that passed by a margin of 108 officially. Again, we had 121 challenged voters. That were issued provisional ballots and they were all counted. So those were the official results. And both have passed.
Any questions? No questions at all? A thing? All right. I need to call for a motion to accept the results of the canvass and order the canvass results to be recorded in our permanent minutes of the Board of Education.
I'll so move.
Second.
That motion has been made by Lynn Hobbs, seconded by Jim Blair. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I now need a motion to adjourn as the Board of Canvassers and reconvene as the Board of Education.
I move so.
Okay.
And I would second that.
Motion has been made by Connie. Seconded by Ann. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Now I need to call for a motion to adopt the resolution finding and promulgating the results of the special bond election.
So moved.
Made by Jim Blair. Second.
I'll second that.
By Lynn Hobbs. And now I would like to invite our legal counsel from Chapman and Cutler, Ryan Bjorke, to address us on what the resolution is.
Thank you for allowing me to be with you and to participate in this election with you. We look forward to working with you on a going forward basis as well as you issue these bonds. What the resolution does is it accepts the findings of the board of canvassers and builds those in. And then it basically declares both of your elections passed to satisfy certain statutory requirements. There are a few other details going through how the election procedures that were followed, but that's the main purpose of the resolution. And again, there's a statutory requirement that you as the Board of Education declare the results of the election. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Usually we're full of questions, but tonight we don't have any. We're just happy that it passed. So thank you very much. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
What are we voting?
Yeah, what that was the motion. You had the motion. And a second, and then we had the discussion.
You spoke to the motion.
Right.
Okay.
All and right. Now all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it looks like we have... passed our bond and levy. Can we celebrate and share?
Yes.
And
yes.
Scream? Someone should say something.
Yay.
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 What a relief.
What a relief. Have we covered everything legally that we need to do?
I think, you know, our official yay is thanks so much to our voters who care about children in our school district. That's just... very touching to me that they would, within a hard economic time, vote for both of these, because both of them together is going to be somewhat of a hardship on families.
Yeah. I completely agree, and how amazing it is that it was a little bit stressful there on election night, but how wonderful it is that we passed, and I just can't wait to get started on our projects and to implement the levy and to really make a change in the lives of students.
As a new board member, it's exciting for me to see how much the board worked, how hard everybody on the board worked to, you know, to make sure that the public was informed. When you're not on the board, you don't always know that. You really don't. You know, when sometimes you have the meetings and 30 people show up, that's a good number.
Yeah, that's a huge number.
Yeah. And... anyhow, I just appreciate all the work, and I know the superintendent, I think that the meetings that you know, the information that you presented, the manner in which you presented it, made a really big difference, you know, in making everything very clear to people what would and wouldn't happen, and thank you for that.
Very nice. Lynn?
Where are we now? I guess we get, are they the architects? Still meeting, gathering?
We met with Dennis last week to get things going in terms of the preparation, and we've got our marching orders on what we need to do to work with the city, and so we'll be bringing to you some things next week, kind of a specific timeline, so you'll see what that is, and all the things that has to occur between now and the time we start digging.
When will we find out about the street? Or
that'll be part of what I'll bring to you next week. There'll be a couple of things you'll need to vote on. We are going to we have to start that process with them officially, and that will occur with a vote by the board next Tuesday.
Jim,
and then do they have to have a board a vote, the city council, or?
Yeah, they will have, because they have to on their end. The process we're going to do is. Safety is a specific issue at that school, regardless. And we are actually drafting the letter so that it would be, we are moving the street. There's an option that we're looking at it. We literally move it a little bit more to the north and come around so that we would have everything, again, contingent, similar to what the initial proposal was. One would be to close the road completely. Like we have planned, and the third would be that we have the ability to close off the road during school hours. The road would stay where it is, but we would have to have the ability to have basically a mall situation so that there are no cars going in front of that school from the beginning of school to the end of school.
What about when activities go on there, plays, the girls' gym, when they're parking out there, would that...
You know, those are the type of things. We would have alternate ways of getting into those parking lots, you know, utilizing the north and where the north campus is. But that's, the bottom line is we want to say that when we're having activities, we've got to have control of that street as a, an ability for people to get across it. And so those are the three options that we would be presenting to the city council. We are going to be also, we're also working with them on getting a traffic study started.
Jim?
I just wish to thank everybody who's worked so hard to try to make this happen. It's been a long, long process. Thank board members. Thank you for the great things you do, as usual. I was really worried about the levy, but I'm so happy that we were able to finally pass, and hopefully we can use that money in a manner that will be transparent to the community.
You know, I think it was interesting, Christy, that the levy passed with higher percentage than the bond. That was the one I was worried about, too, the levy.
No.
Sorry. Go ahead, Christy.
Well, the levy only passed by 110 votes.
The bond passed 58% to 42, it was 51 to 49 on the
118 votes different between them.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Zane, anything else you need to say?
Erase those.
All right. We'll erase those out of a minute. Marshall?
I just appreciate this, the board and the work that you put into this, and your communication process within your own constituencies really made a major difference in this. And we've worked on this as a team, and it's been wonderful. It's been 3 years since we began, but I believe that we've done it the right way up to this point. We will continue to do that as our design process goes through. I'm hoping we are able to get with the community and make sure that they're understanding what this process is and how it will impact them positively for their children for the future.
All right. There you have it. We passed our bond and levy. Now it's time to get to work. So thank you very much for coming tonight, Mr. Bjorki. Did I say it right?
Bjorki.
I'm going to get it right. And Ryan, thank you very much, Ryan, for coming. I was trying to be official, but once again, I appreciate all you've done, and we're going to adjourn our board meeting
at
5:17.